Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A new museum could be opening its doors in Muswellbrook. The Upper Hunter Regional Museum have announced a proposed project which could see an exhibition site for the region. It will encompass themes of early settlement, Indigenous heritage, coal mining, agricultural history, power generation, equine and Australian cattle dogs and more. Proposed visitor facilities will also include information centres, cafes, gift shops, a park and playground, as well as providing day parking for caravans and motorhomes. Chairman Wayne Tom says the museum project will be a significant asset to the Upper Hunter and will provide the opportunity to showcase the rich history and diverse industries of the region. The proposed site for the museum is on land located on the corner of Denman Road and Bengala Road. Heavy patching will begin today on Sator Road in Scone between Liverpool Street's roundabout. One lane will be closed with traffic controls in place. Upper Hunter Shire Council Mayor Maurice Collison is advising all motorists to be patient during this time and to obey all road signs.
It's all signposted. Please just give us some time to put underground water pipes in and drainage. And once we had it all sealed up, if it's still not up to standard, please have your say, but just give us a little bit of slack and try and get those roads done. It's the same on the Hunter Road. A lot of culverts getting put in and underground pipes. It's all signposted, and once we let it all sink and redo it and then seal over top, I'm sure that it'll be a lot better in safety for our residents.
And a further 64 cases of COVID-19 has been identified in the Hunter New England health regions in the past 24 hours. It brings the total number in the current outbreak to 3,144, with currently 791 active cases. It included 17 in Lake Macquarie, 13 in Newcastle, 12 in the Mid-Coast, 8 in Port Stephens, 5 in Cessnock and Maitland, 3 in Tamworth and 1 in Moree Plains. 18 of the total active cases are currently being cared for in hospital and 4 are in ICU. There were 41 cases infectious while out in the community and 19 were isolating at the time. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 173 new locally acquired cases overnight.